Woke vs. Wet, Boris Johnson clashes with former Prime Minister John Major. By Nathaniel Charles on February 10, 2022. Boris Johnson has hit back at former Prime Minister John Major by accusing him of being demonstrably untrue when accusing Johnson of having shredded Britain's reputation overseas with his Partygate scandal. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has clashed with his predecessor John Major, with Major accusing the current government of embarrassing themselves by dreaming up brazen excuses and expecting the public day after day to believe the unbelievable, rather than come clean about the fact they had broken coronavirus restrictions on multiple occasions. Major, who was Prime Minister between 1990 and 1997, also highlighted that these outright lies have ramifications overseas, with the government being viewed as distinctly shifty with its every word treated with suspicion. Johnson has, however, hit back at Major, saying that the accusation that Britain's reputation has been damaged when questioned in a Sky News interview today by babbling in his usual buffoon act style before saying that Major's allegation is demonstrably untrue. The Prime Minister illustrated his point by highlighting that Britain had led the charge to try and resolve hostilities between Russia and Ukraine, which he claimed Eastern European nations were grateful for. Johnson, however, did not have an answer to Major's lambasting of his foolish behavior around holding parties rule-breaking throughout lockdown, or Major's allegation that with every lie or half-truth from the Johnson government that aimed to distract from that fact, British politics dies a little more. "I'm going to have plenty to say about all that in due course," the Partygate Prime Minister sheepishly responded, before changing the topic. Major's comments are remarkable given his own secret affair with a government minister while they were both married and the damage that revelation made to the Conservative Party. Nevertheless, Major's words were somewhat reflective of the nation's mood, as he highlighted the Prime Minister and the other governmental rule-breakers not only challenged the law, but also seemed to believe that they, and they alone, need not obey the rules, traditions, conventions, call them what you will, of public life. "The charge that there is one law for the government and one for everyone else is politically deadly, and it has struck home," Major finished. Dame Cressida Dick, the head of the Metropolitan Police, has now confirmed that up to 50 rule breakers at No. 10 Downing Street will be fined if they attended one of the illegal gatherings at the PM's residence. Johnson has so far refused to comment on whether he will resign or not if he is fined over the Partygate scandal.